Welcome to the Marketing Mantra Podcast, brought to you by 99signals.com, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of marketing topics, including SEO, social media marketing, content marketing, blogging, and more. Take your blog to the next level and achieve massive traffic growth by learning top blogging strategies discussed in the Marketing Mantra Podcast. And now, here is your host, Sandeep Mallya.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Marketing Mantra. This is your host, Sandeep Mallya from 99signals.com. Today, we'll be diving deep into the basics of local SEO, which is a super important aspect for local businesses aiming to capture and dominate their niche market. Whether you're a cafe owner, a dentist, or run a local bookstore, understanding and mastering local SEO can significantly optimize your online presence and boost your revenue. So let's try to deconstruct the mysteries of local SEO in this episode and set your business on the path to local dominance. To get started, let's try to answer the question, what is local SEO? In simple terms, local SEO is all about optimizing your online presence to attract more business from relevant local searches. These searches take place on Google and other search engines, often with geo-specific intents like near me or within a particular locality. For instance, when someone types best coffee shop near me into Google or searches for best pet-friendly restaurants in Bangalore, they're not just looking for any business. They're looking for services within their immediate area or a specific location. Now, as a local business, your goal is to appear at the top of these search results when your potential customers are looking for services or products that you offer. Now, how does Google decide what to show? It uses a combination of relevance, distance, and prominence to make that call. For you to influence these three factors in your favor, you need to improve your Google business profile, fine-tune your website's on-page SEO, engage in local link-building efforts, and finally, create engaging local content. Now, let's break these down and understand how you can optimize for each. Let's start with Google business profile optimization. The cornerstone of local SEO is your Google business profile or GBP listing. Your GBP listing is your direct link to Google search results, and it offers a snapshot of your business to potential customers. So how do you optimize your Google business profile? The first thing you need to do is claim and verify your listing. This is step one. Without it, your business is basically invisible on Google. Now imagine you are the owner of a nice cozy cafe in Austin, Texas. If your cafe isn't listed on Google Maps, potential customers will not be able to find you easily. So by claiming and verifying your GBP listing, you make it possible for coffee lovers to find your place when they're searching for cafes on Google in your location. The next thing you need to do is complete every section of your Google business profile. So you need to fill in your name, address, phone number, website, operating hours, and any other detail to make your Google business profile as complete as possible. Let's say you own a pet-friendly restaurant in Bangalore and you've only added your address and phone number on your Google profile. This is a classic example of an incomplete GBP listing. You can easily make this better by including a description of your pet-friendly amenities, updating your operating hours, adding your menu, and providing a direct link to your website that features a gallery of visiting pets having a great time at your restaurant. Just by adding these small details, you can dramatically increase the reservations and footfalls to your restaurant. Next, you need to add high-quality photos to your Google business profile. Now, Google claims that businesses with photos receive 42% more requests for directions and 35% more click-throughs to their websites. As you can see, this can make a significant difference to the performance of your GBP listing. As an example, let's say you run a yoga studio. Then it would make sense for you to share images of your classes, the peaceful studio space, and any wellness events that you're hosting. The next step is to gather reviews to your GBP listing. You need to encourage your happy customers to leave positive reviews. You need to respond to these reviews, both positive and negative, to show that you value feedback. For example, if you run a coffee shop, then it's a smart move on your part to ask your satisfied customers to share their experiences online. You also need to make sure that you reply to their reviews, whether they're praising your service or offering constructive criticism. This will show that you're listening and caring about what your customers think, which can then encourage even more people to stop by for a cup of coffee at your cafe. Now, in addition to optimizing your Google business profile listing, your website needs to be localized too. So now let's talk about improving your website's on-page SEO from a local SEO standpoint. This means you need to incorporate the city or region you're targeting within your content, meta descriptions, and titles. But it goes beyond just sprinkling in location names. Let's discuss some specific strategies you can try. First, you need to create local landing pages. If you serve multiple areas, you can work on creating location-specific landing pages with unique content for each. For instance, let's say you own a chain of fitness centers with locations in major cities like New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. You could enhance their search visibility by creating dedicated landing pages for each location. These pages could highlight specific trainers, available classes, and member testimonials unique to each city. This strategy can not only boost your local search rankings, but also help potential members find the most relevant information about your business quickly and easily. Next, you need to ensure NAP consistency. NAP stands for name, address, and phone number, and these should be consistent across different local directories. This is a significant factor in boosting your local search rankings, and it's often ignored by small businesses. For instance, if you own a bakery in Atlanta, it's crucial to make sure that your bakery's name, address, and phone number are exactly the same on your website, your Google Business Profile listing, Yelp, Facebook, and any other directories where your bakery is listed. This consistency helps Google verify your business as legitimate and improves your search rankings, making it easier for customers to find you when they search for bakeries in Atlanta. You can use a tool like Bright Local or the listing management tool by Semrush to ensure your NAP is consistent across all the major local directories. Next, you need to incorporate local keywords. You can use tools like Google's Keyword Planner and Semrush's Keyword Research tool to find local search terms relevant to your business. For instance, if you own a yoga studio in Austin, Texas, you could use tools like Google's Keyword Planner and Semrush's Keyword Magic tool to discover local search terms such as Yoga Classes Austin or Austin Yoga Studios. Including these keywords in your website's content, meta descriptions, and even blog posts can help enhance your visibility in search results for users searching for yoga-related offerings in Austin. Next, let's talk about local link building. Authoritative and relevant backlinks from other local businesses can really have a positive impact on your local SEO efforts. These links act as a vote of confidence from one site to another, helping increase your site's authority in local search results. Now, in order to build local links, you first need to partner with local businesses. This could mean hosting joint events or promotions. For example, a local cafe and a bookstore could team up to offer a read and refresh promotion where customers who buy a book at the bookstore receive a voucher for a free coffee at the cafe. They could also think about co-hosting themed literary evenings or book signings and link to each other's websites from their event pages and promotional materials. Next, you can get listed in all the prominent local directories. You need to ensure that your business is listed in reputable local directories and chambers of commerce. For instance, a landscaping business should ensure it's listed in local home improvement and gardening directories, as well as the local chamber of commerce directory. The best part is that each listing of your business will include a link back to your website and increase your backlink profile. Next, you can also think about utilizing local media. Press releases or stories about your business in local newspapers or websites can generate valuable backlinks. For example, an independent fitness studio could announce the launch of a new class or workshop series through a press release in local sports and lifestyle magazines. And finally, let's talk about creating engaging local content. Creating content that speaks to your local audience can dramatically improve your local search rankings. Here are some ideas for you to get started. You could blog about local events or news. This way, you can show your involvement in the community and boost your local relevance. To give you an example, let's say you own a bookstore in Seattle. You could amplify its visibility by creating articles centered around Seattle's literary scene, including local author readings, book launch events, and discussions on interesting books. This approach to localized content can help draw in book lovers and establish your bookstore as a key player in Seattle's vibrant literary community, potentially increasing foot traffic and customer engagement. The next step is to create useful guides or resources. Let's say you manage a cultural company tour in Boston. Putting together an interesting resource like the Ultimate Guide to Boston's Freedom Trail, filled with engaging narratives and local secrets, could help attract history buffs and tourists alike. This move could potentially boost your website's traffic and encourage more signups to your heritage stores. Next, you can leverage local schema markup. Now, this is a bit more technical, but using schema markup to denote your business details to Google can help improve your visibility in local search results. Adding local business schema markup to your website can make you eligible for rich results, and these results can help you stand out on Google, generating higher click-through rates, higher organic traffic, and more conversions. SEMrush has a great resource on local business schema markup, and I'll include a link in the show notes. Do check it out to learn more about how you can leverage local schema markup for your business. As we wrap up today's deep dive into local SEO, keep in mind that local search is always evolving. Staying informed and updated with the latest local SEO strategies is the only way to remain competitive in your local market. Whether it's by refining your Google business profile, optimizing your website's on-page SEO, building solid local link connections, or crafting impactful content that resonates with your community, each step you take optimizes your website's local SEO. Thank you for joining me today to unpack the essentials of local SEO. I hope this episode has helped you gain a better understanding of local SEO. I'll include a few links to local SEO resources in the show notes, and you can check them out to learn more about specific local strategies you can implement and the tools that can help you along the way. Thanks once again for tuning in, and I'll see you soon.
Marketing Mantra with Sandeep Mallya is a podcast by 99 Signals, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of online marketing topics. To get started, visit 99signals.com/best to check out all the top-rated articles on the blog, or simply view the description of each episode to download free online marketing resources to level up your marketing skills. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review featured on a future episode. Got a question or topic suggestion for Sandeep? Simply send a voice message via Anchor app or send an email to podcasts@99signals.com. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Marketing Mantra on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any major podcast player.